Gemara says on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph that if a person is menadav barzel to the Beis Hamikdash, leyifches mikal yariv, it has to be the shear of kal yariv, which is amar lama. So what is a kal yariv? Some type of tzura they had on the top of the heichal to keep away the birds. They shouldn't go there. Either it was something sharp or some type of tzura to scare them away. The Chaisis over here brings down from the Arach, the Arach says a chiddush, that this kal yariv is only in mikdash by sheni, but not in by Swishan. Because by Swishan, the tushchina was shuri by. They didn't need the Kali Arif because the Arifas wouldn't be Parak, but Mikdashani, that did not have that same level of Kedusha, they did need the Kali Arif. And Taisus has a kasha on that from the Gemara Mekan, which is Mashma, even in Bayashani, they wanted to make a Kali Arif. So he says that Mikhila they made it because they didn't know that the Kedusha would help. But when they saw that it was Kaddish enough, then they Taka took it off. And the Viskarov is bonded with the kasha of David brings it down over here in his Shurim, that Mimanav Shach, that we know that you can't just add anything to the base of Mikdash. There's a Dinam Akobach Sami Adashem Alai Hiskil. That something has to be given by Nevuah, that it's part of the Tzuris Abinin. You can't add something which is not part of that Megillah. So, if it was said that you need an Amakal Yariv, then you need an Bayis Vishin as well. If it wasn't said, then how could you add in Bayis Sheni? And Shlomo Melech Gufa, it's Shver, how could you put it on and take it off? Either it's part of the Tzuris, it's not part of the Tzuris. How could you have something which is optional, whether you put it on or not? And I was thinking maybe the Pshat could be that it was Nichtav in the Megillah of Akol Miksav. Didn't say before that they need an Amma Kal Yariv, but it said over there that you have to make sure that the binyan, the heichal, is clean from Eifus and things like that. You have to make sure that is the din. The din is that you have to make sure that it's clean and you don't have Eifus flying over there and making it dirty. But it doesn't say exactly how you do that. So if the Kedusha itself is enough to do that, then you don't have to do anything. But if the Kedusha is not enough, then that's Mechaivas to do something to keep away the Eifus, because that's kufu with it. Then it's mechayiv. It says over there you have to do what you can do to make sure that there's no eifus. And in mele, it depends on the matzav and the circumstances whether you need to add the kalya ayrev or not. And just to be messiah with a nice arav here from Ramey Arik in the Tal Torah, he says that how could you say that Babai Srishan, it didn't need it because the Shekhinah was Shuyabai? We find by Har Sinai that there is a Azhara that the eifus and the behemoth and the chayah shouldn't come to the har, even though it had Shekhinah as well. So if the Shekhinah over there was not enough to keep them away, then Mechitesi, that the Shekhinah of Bayis Rishon would be different. Why should that Shekhinah be stronger than the Kedusha of Har Sinai? Maisa, you do find that there was a difference because the Kedusha of Har Sinai did not remain La'ilam, and the Kedusha of the Bayis Rishon did remain La'ilam. Kedusha was Kitchen La'asalavai. Like the Rambam says, Shekhinah lo'i batla, so maybe there was something different about the Kedusha of the Beis Mikdash, taka different than the Kedusha of the Har, even though the Kedusha of Bayis Sheni was also Nishar, but that it was a different type of Kedusha, and maybe Taka was Chaluk from the Kedusha of Har Sinai.